some reason my internet only goes offline when I'm streaming. That's awesome. Cool. Forgot what we were saying.
Kids getting taught to smash and bangle.
Oh, right. Bangle.
And nail. I don't know. I don't get mad about that stuff. It's so beyond
getting
me
taught to, getting taught to take nudes when they're 12, send them to random
people. Your sleepover when you were, how old were you?
Yeah, just turned 12. That was sweet.
And was girls sending nice. Pictures of their butts. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? 12-year-old girls sending nudes to random black guys?
That's crazy, right? I don't know.
Is that what made me racist? Or I was even racist?
According to my mom, I was a racist.
Oh, your voice is cutting out.
According to my mom, I was a racist child.
That's hilarious.
Once saw a black guy, I started crying instantly.
Is that traumatizing? That's understandable. It's kind of terrifying.
I don't remember that, but I guess it was.
Is my internet still wiggling?
You guys should watch Rust and Marty. You know, I truly have empathy for the real pessimists. Because pessimism is right there for people like us. It's one move away. It's one shuffle away. We're not that different, really. The true ones, not the gay ones, not the social media ones.
Let's try to switch back to my...
Alright.
Can you hear me? Yo.
Did you switch?
Yep. Hello? A freaking anus. Great Bill Gates and his. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Jeez, I guess that didn't work. Sick, nasty.
Like, how close were we? I mean, cynical outlook. How? You know, right there, were we? We were really right there.
Yeah,
If not for God, we were right there.
Yeah, ninth grade was crazy time.
You should watch True Detective. One of the characters is a, like, philosophical pessimist. Like a book character. He's like a book character. The whole thing plays out like a Dostoevsky novel.
Yeah, that was...
And his partner is not... But they're both very empathetic to each other, and they're sort of understanding of it. They work well.
Reading Crime and Punishment.
Crazy. Read marks. That was so good. Dialectical materialism.
Oh, what's that?
Head became a microwave.
Jeez.
Time for some action. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down. I'm a north, north soldier. G slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bands. Got plans. If you hating, don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie. Reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop, way back when.
Yeah, it's.
It's always fun.
How many people were crazy as I was in ninth grade?
It's always felt like that. Like, whenever I saw Jaded, I always felt like that's baby level, baby mode. Jaded. You want to see Jaded? We've been jaded. For real. What these people have is not even close to it.
My hand is up, really? You're ready
it's the equivalent,
to commit a shooting?
If the equivalent, it's the equivalent of girls saying, yeah, I'm so weird. And, you know, they think that they're weird because, I don't know, they listen to My Chemical Romance or something. Not even saying that's bad. Just, like, that level of normal person. Normal person. Oh, you're a Marxist? Yo, it's crazy. No one's a Marxist except you, man. You're like insane, dude. Ah, I bet you read a bunch of crap on the internet like I do about it. Me, person that is not a Marxist and is against politics.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you're as retarded as I am. Oh, the world
really
sucks and every
killing people?
No, about politics, I don't really care about anybody. I think everybody should die. Oh, yeah, yo, that's crazy. Yo, that's so crazy. You're like Bill Hicks or something. You're like George Carlin. It always feels like that. Always felt like that. We were so darn jaded about everything. It was crazy.
Truly, I don't know if we'll ever be that insane again.
It's gonna come out at some point.
Yeah, once a schizophrenic, always a schizophrenic.
Yeah. It's gonna happen again. We all know it. Stuff like Tarrant. It's gonna happen again. Perito.
Wonder if there was anyone else like me in that whole school. 1,000 kids? Is it only 1 in 2,000?
Good times. Yeah, that Man. Sounds like great times.
Yeah, I'd be sitting in the gymnasium thinking about how easy it would be to kill everybody there.
Like Rick and Morty nihilism always felt so gay to me because you want to see true jadedness? Think about it for like 12 seconds. How more true can you get? How real can you go with it?
Mm-hmm.
You can go crazy and go stupid and go wild.
Yeah.
You just don't. But you could. That's the... You're always just an inch away. These normal people, they're an inch away, dude. Because back then, everybody was a barbarian. And everybody acts like they wouldn't be a barbarian right now. When I saw Brendan Tarrant, I thought, yeah, could have been me. When I read about McVeigh, I thought, yeah, could have been me. Not even that distant. But nobody sees it as that. Everybody sees, yeah, never. I would never, really. You'd probably kill your own children if you were given the opportunity.
Yeah, it's the shadow thing. I think we were, like, the closest to shadow mode.
No one takes that seriously.
It would be so easy, it's crazy. Yeah, I know, man.
It's like memes. Something. Right, whenever I thought about it, like, I don't feel like they're very far away from me. And when I say that, people say, no, dude, it's just you. You know so little about yourself if you really think I'm that different from you.
It's the same as the Nazi Germany thing. I mean, everyone was a Nazi. How did that happen? We're just insane.
People don't really think about that at all.
When they teach it in school, they never bring it up. Why did everyone suddenly become a Nazi? Isn't that like... didn't they know it was like bad and evil? They were like normal people, right? Yeah, it was nothing but chaos in ninth grade. I never had so much... great times.
Like, you don't think about killing people? No, dude, that's just, like, that says a lot about you. Oh, really? Okay. I put you in prison, you probably eat your kids alive. That's the truth. People don't think about it at all. How close they are to it.
Mm-hmm. The people in Germany just didn't know what was going on. You know, Hitler holding rallies at night, talking about how Jews should be all killed. They didn't know what was going on. That's why they went along with it. They just didn't know. Yeah. Yeah, he won the future, election.
But if you really think that that's so crazy, like, you have... If that's the majority of the population, we have... We have such exciting things that we're gonna see in our lifetime.
Yeah.
I don't even like thinking about it because I don't want to jinx it. But we're gonna live, like, what, 70 years? We got 70 years left. In our lifetime, we're gonna see such exciting things. Gee, I hope more people are like that.
I think I was legitimately insane in ninth grade. And 10th grade are a blur in memory with moments of consciousness rising. Moments, they were uncommon. He did a tricky switchy thing.
A bait and switch.
Yeah, I have no idea what people actually thought of me. No idea.
Sincerely, I don't mind being ostracized. It makes no difference for me. I still have so many friends. And I still have a girlfriend. And I still have a job. It's never affected me. I never had to have optics like a total...
optics when we go play the skin flute.
Skin flute players, oh jeez. Like I would do that. Oh my, I would never do that.
Skin pickle. Pickle bar.
Meaty. A nice meaty beefy.
Meaty. Friggin' beefy one.
I got bigger things to worry about. It makes no difference for me. Like people... the effort thing. People commenting. Yeah, this guy sounds creepy. He's probably insane. All right. Cool. Have a freaking great day about that. Feel a day with it. This guy's crazy. That says a lot. He wants to kill his girlfriend? That says a lot. By the way, I've never wanted to kill my girlfriend right now. Ever.
Just an example.
Guess why.
People wouldn't get it no matter what the example was. They pretend, I'd never do that.
I could put you in a situation where you'd have to, like, stick your fingers in my eyes and kill me. Really? You would never do such a thing? I could rape you. You know how crazy that is? Somebody... It happens! I wouldn't do it.
Happens a lot more than people think.
But a lot of people are raping each other, you realize that? And you don't want to kill them? You don't feel like killing people. At all. You must be a freaking unicorn!
Never once thought about killing someone? Ever.
Yeah, really? That's not the point. It was wrong. Really? Okay. And? If it was, like... I don't know. Come put me in prison, I guess? For what? Thinking something? Saying something? Laughing? Put me in prison for laughing. Go ahead.
I would never get sexually assaulted. That's just something that wouldn't happen because it doesn't align with my values.
It sounds crazy, I mean. Is this guy saying he wants to rape me? Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, that's like so weird and creepy.
Yeah, this guy is creepy. This guy is really weird. This guy is talking with Sophia is really weird. Like, creepy.
Yeah, says the people like posting freaking fetish porn on their Twitters.
And then their favorite YouTubers are all, you know, jiggling their butts together with Shadbase.
Mm-hmm. They're all looking at Shadbase and like, oh, dude, that's so funny. Dude, like, that's funny.
Not even not even the self-respect to pretend like you're not a degenerate. Not even that. And they don't care. And we're the creepy ones. We're the weird psychos. Friggin' go ahead. Could be worse. I could be getting skinned alive. People are gonna feel sorry. This is why I don't feel bad, by the way. Because I know people like me and you love it. This is what we're built for. Completely random topic that was just in my head today, but people like me and you love it. We're here for it. Have you guys watched Natural Born Killers? I have, but it's sort of, like, too disturbing.
Built for saying the N-word.
I would choose nothing over this. This is so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I made my bed so much. And now I'm taking the most gorgeous, comfortable nap. I made my bed on this hill and I'm dead asleep right now on it. I'm comfortable. It's a pretty tall hill.
Is there any gaming we could do? Gaming right now.
I'm trying to remember stuff.
Minecraft?
I don't even know. I want to play Fallen in Vegas in about 10 minutes. Well, I'm doing the Big Mountain DLC. Old World Blues.
Nice. Yeah, that's probably the most memorable one for me.
Yeah.
Pretty darn cool.
Every time I think about it, it gets me going in such a good way. The energy.
Yeah.
Go crazy, go stupid energy. Never back down.
Freaking butt cheeks. Probably play some Skyrim tonight. Listen to some Hyde Wars.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
I think there's a new one.
Oh, mama. That's pretty neat. By the way, no one's having fun at all, but, like, us.
Yeah. Because... Who's having fun right now? Who's enjoying themselves? Charles? And us?
Because people on, like... People who agree with most of the things we have to say, they're the optics, guys. They're the gripers. They're the talking about the riots on Twitter type people. Sounds like getting my ball smashed by a hammer. Such a great opportunity wasted. You figured out you're smart enough to, you know, and you're antisocial enough to figure your way out of the dread of normalcy, and you want to reproduce it in another place. Really? You're like an African going to America to recreate Africa. Don't recreate Africa. Why would you do that? Do your own thing so you can imitate theirs. I want to be doing news with a picture of a city behind me. Or like graphics and stuff and getting mad.
Yeah.
Might as well be jacking it.
Seems everyone's suffering right now. That's really the only goal. Everyone just suffer.
Might as well be jacking it. It makes no difference no more. Suffering, feeling pain. Feeling pleasure. Feeling pain, it's all one thing now. Nobody even knows the difference between pain and pleasure.
You're addicted to... You get dopamine from feeling angry and horrible. How does that happen? You can get wired. You can get wired to anything, really. Tucking toes. You can wire your neurotransmitters to release from anything.
Controlled opposition. You are controlled if you're opposition to anything. Counterculture. Reactionary. Huh? What are even those things? What are you, a dentist? What are you talking about? Are you insane?
People are wired to get dopamine from, you know, horrible things happening and feet. That's about it. Getting things done, articulating your thoughts, type of new stuff. Ah, I want to go jack up with some feet and then look at how horrible the world is. And then jack off to tragedies.
Masturbate to tragedies.
George Floyd just got freaking shot by some cops, police brutality. Aw, dude, I gotta jack off now.
Jimbo Jones.
Jimbo Jones just got freaking whammed? Got screwed? Ooh. Gets me going. That's a good question, Chris. Who doesn't like feet these days? Perversions of the feet. Now, if you liking feet is a litmus test for sanity. Freaking pose. Twitter trending, updating with a new thing every 5 minutes. New tragedy. Dude, look. Someone just got raped and killed and then raped after they were
dead. I feel sorry
for
these Africans. They leave Africa just to recreate Africa. Why would they do that? That's so miserable. How about you don't do that?
Just go back. Just go back. Just freaking go back, man.
If you're gonna be... Like, what's if you're gonna be feeling bad? Why did you even leave normalcy? Go be normal. Go have crazy foot sex. What's the friggin' difference? You're gonna be feeling horrible all the time anyway. You're gonna be killing yourself all day. Go have foot sex, as far as I'm concerned. It makes no difference. It's not a question even of moral superiority. No one has even a claim. Nowadays, nobody has a claim to any of that. It's all about what are your choices exactly? At least be rigorous in them. Or, you know, have them laid out in the right way.
Post got me wrecked. Oh, really? Yeah, that was a good one, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, I thought I, you know, already had considerable enough knowledge on that stuff, but I think that really brought it all together.
Why would you even go crazy if you're not gonna do it in the whole
Breath of Fire stream? Yeah,
I wouldn't be going crazy at all if I weren't gonna do it for realsies. That's the promise to myself. Yeah, me and Sophia keep that promise. Man, the stuff I... the stuff I've told Sophia, man. I think we planned like a shooting or a murder.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
We did do that. Very detailedly.
No,
and I don't
plan S.
We don't... I don't really doubt that, given the opportunity. If somebody, like... At that time, if somebody...
Way it was
in the hypothetical
was
world,
the coolest, the freaking coolest.
Yeah, the euphoria you got from reading that. That was like that.
Yeah, guys, imagine the kind of thing that we'd write. Dude, we'd commit the best shooting of all time.
The Australian Maoris when they're warriors, and the thing that they do to humiliate the enemies is like bulge their eyes and stick out their tongue. That's the feeling you get when you start thinking about killing. In the hypothetical world where we could actually go do that to a couple of raids, me and Sophia would do it.
If presented the opportunity?
Should the opportunity arise.
Start thinking about death grips.
I go cross-eyed of happiness.
I mean, like, have you guys ever thought about that? What you'd do? How creative you'd be about it? It's kind of similar to the one I get out of making up D&D stories. Think about that.
I'm not as a concept, but as an organization. Every organization is gay.
I mean, nobody ever had like a video of them like 5 hours before they did it.
Yeah.
No one
well
ever.
Edited.
Yeah, well edited.
Looking
completely
good.
In your
I
right
could
mind,
nail that.
Obviously.
We are not insane. We're normal. The truth is, we're a crazy frog penis away from it at all times.
Yeah, someone's crazy
truth
frog.
Truth of the matter
penis
is,
going where it should
one
be.
One crazy frog penis. By the way, frogs don't have penises. Why does he get called a frog? He doesn't even look like a frog.
I don't know.
He has teeth.
See, why they animate his freaking dingle dongus? Jeez. But nobody ever had like a video of them like before, just hanging out, talking to the camera.
Yeah, I think Columbine has sort of a thing like that.
Yeah, they had the, you know, journal, but not the same thing as seeing their faces.
Because
we'd be freaking beaming. We'd be smiling so hard. It's unbelievable. Jumping around, dancing. Listening to I'm a Barbie Girl.
Oh, shoot. With that song playing in the bar, in the friggin' background. There are Columbine videos of like a week before they did it, and they were like fooling around with the guns they used.
Yeah, that's
I
great.
I love that.
I can't help but like get happy thinking about that.
Yeah. Oh, we don't get it. Like, a bunch of women love those guys. I don't get why. Because they got balls. And it's awesome.
Conviction, man. The Bjork dude? Yeah, but that guy was just insane. I mean, being in your fully in your right mind, just acting like a normal person, and then, you know, letting loose.
Is everybody who kills people insane? Is that truly your belief? Is the question of the fun? It's the fundamental question you gotta ask yourself.
I mean, it's sort of like a psychological stuff, because isn't the whole, you know, I have a hard time believing, you know, asking a psychologist, they wouldn't say, yeah, everyone who kills somebody is insane. Think of the guy who choked out some chimo in prison with a shoelace.
Yeah, I remember watching that guy. He's like,
can you find that video?
Caught. Oh yeah. And he does what I would do too. He starts talking about what he did. The trimolester starts telling him what he did, and the guy goes, "Yeah, shut up! I don't want to hear about that." He doesn't go violent instantly. He says, "Yeah, shut up! I don't want to hear about it." And then he kills him.
Playing Brazilian funk music while I kill some freaking rapist.
Man, one of those. just kill those through a freaking whole pride parade. Is that horrible? A lot of people are gonna die who don't deserve to die. Yes. Is that concept of freaking awesome thing to imagine happening?
No comment.
I mean, do the math. How many of those people are actually good? Are most of them okay with kids getting naked and dancing in front of old grown men? Whatever. That's what's in my mind. And when I think about that, I'm not. When I think about that, I'm putting the killdozer in gear when I think about that. When I think about it.
Jeez, this thing never fleshed out. Guys, if you stop paying me on... if you stop giving me money, guess what's gonna happen? Alright, yeah, let me play this video on stream because it's freaking awesome.
why don't you just go ahead and tell us what happened?
All right, I guess he decided to clear his conscience or something, but, you know, he told me what he was in prison for, that he had, you know, was accused of raping an 11-year-old girl, and he got 25 to life for it, and, you know, I told him that's enough, I don't want to hear any more. I first, you know, punched him a couple times. Still wouldn't shut up. Still kept telling me he wanted to explain that he didn't do it, that he was being set up and all this stuff, and I don't know, I just got mad and then hit him, and then I killed him. When I hit him and knocked him out, and then I took the shoelaces out of his shoes, tied them together, wrapped it around his neck, and strangled him. Then after I was done, I mean, I was aware of what I was doing, you know, and then I just put him on his bed and covered him up and climbed in my bed and went to sleep.
I noticed, you know, in your cell, mm-hmm. that it appears that all of your belongings you
packed up. Yep.
Okay. When did you do that?
Right after I knew he was dead.
Right after you knew.
So.
And the reason for doing that would be?
Because when you go to the hole, that's usually what the police do, to pack it up. And I figured, yeah, they're going to tear my shit up, so
okay.
Let me just do it myself.
So, what happened to the shoelaces?
Flushed them down the toilet.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, those laces came out of Ted's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when you were done, you flushed them down the toilet.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
why
are we psychotic? I don't think so. I think we're very sane. I think we're so normal and close to normal people. That's why I don't ever revel in being weird. I don't think I am weird.
Because I'm an idiot? I don't know. Just
and I always think it's retarded when people are trying to look weird. Because they're so similar to me.
All right, I'm looking.
They're all so similar to me.
Obviously, I don't think right.
But continue watching.
All right.
In prison for most of my life, so my thinking isn't really rational. I don't know. I just kind of...
thought that was the appropriate thing to do at that time?
Yeah. I don't know. I know murdering somebody's not a good thing, but I mean, Jesus, man, if the things this guy did, things he said he did, I wouldn't want someone like that on the street again.
So
I do what's necessary. I do what some people won't. I mean, you guys are cops. You arrest people all the time for stuff that you wish you could shoot him in the face. I already know that. I'm not stupid. You know, I mean,
I understand.
There's crimes that shouldn't be committed. So, you know, I just don't have any empathy for people. So
basically, what you did, you figure Ted got what he deserved.
Ted got what he deserved. I believe that with all my heart.
Okay.
Look, you know, I hit him a couple times, and I pulled the chair back and sat in the chair, and then... he kind of got up posturing on me, you know, that's kind of like means, you know, he got up like, you know, so I was like, okay, you know, and then I caught him again when he went down. I was like, yeah, sucks to be you. I just don't think stabbing or shooting somebody is a little too impersonal. If you're going to kill somebody, you might as well be personal about it, right?
You think that's more personal?
Yeah, I just, you know, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but... if you have to go to that extent,
yeah.
I want it to be personal. I don't like violence, but if I have to go to that extent, then I want it to be personal.
Okay. Based in Redfield. Man. Gracious.
Personally, I probably would pray for mercy of the Lord for the person rather than take matters into my own hands.
Why not both?
I wouldn't have those sigils in my gun like Tarrant. I would have a rosary wrapped around it. Feels like I'm nuclear.
When I heard him talk about murdering that pedo, I felt my female hormones click. Oh, man.
Beast.
Makes sense. That's someone who's gonna protect your children.
I don't know, maybe people are different than me in a few senses, but I don't think they really are that much. I just think they need different circumstances, whereas I can activate things in my own brain really easily. Just like I can make myself mad by thinking, I can make myself happy by thinking, and I can make myself do anything. So if I spend a good long hard time focusing my mind on something, like prayer, the our souls are very powerful at willing things into reality. I wouldn't have to get drunk or mad. I wouldn't even have to get mad. Me and Sophia wouldn't have to get mad to do anything like that.
Sorry,
we would only
there.
Have to choose it. As soon as we chose to do it, it wouldn't be like a spur of the moment type thing.
Why can't I find a guy who would murder someone and then take a nap afterwards? Crazy. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep after that.
I would be freaking hooraying and jumping.
Yeah, I'd be freaking celebrating and praising the
Lord. I would
Lord.
Decapitate him and put his face in a bars. Look! Look what I did!
Yeah, I'd start screaming, "Hey! Hey, O'Guards, guess what I just did?"
I'd be kicking his head around.
Yeah, freaking football.
Call the police and detain the person? I would never be able to even do that if I could.
Oh, yeah, so they go to prison for a few years off of tax money, then they come out and, keep raping.
Yeah. I don't even believe that works. Maybe you believe that works, and maybe that's viable if it worked. But even if it did work, I still wouldn't hesitate.
I cannot. Like, even if I were of the position, like, the rational mindset, like, oh, I shouldn't do that. When the time came around, I wouldn't be able to hold back.
But rationally, I would choose it every time, every single time.
Like, oh yeah, they're gonna be in a nice cozy prison off of the money of the parents of the child they raped.
I have a strong turn the other cheek instinct, and I believe it works. You know, I don't know. Maybe we're different, but...
Case like that, you don't... There are times where you turn the other cheek, that's not one of them. Because the suffering is not for a reason.
Won't be raping if he's dead. Don't get how it doesn't work. What is he gonna do? Send me to prison and I'm gonna get raped. Really? Nah, that doesn't happen. But even if it did, I could PC up where the child molesters are and I could kill more of them. Become a killing child molesters in PC. Sounds like the dream.
When it's something like that...
You know, I'm not a violent person. I don't get violent, but... I think I'm sane right now, and I do think that's entirely justifiable. And I'm not a person who does acts of violence at all. I've never gotten a fight. I've always avoided that. But... sanely, I think that's right, and you should do it. That's it. It's not really about going crazy in the instinct sense of the word, but just choosing to do it is all that would make a difference. Choice. I don't do it because I choose not to. But You could anybody.
Last time
could
I took justice into my own hands was noted in the prison after many chances, did not apologize. This person attacked me and didn't know that I knew he had sold fentanyl repeatedly to friends of mine after they overdosed. Yeah, but isn't raping a kid way worse? There's no mistake. When you do that, it's not a mistake.
You should have fed him the fentanyl. Fourthly. Should have dosed him with fentanyl in his drink or something. I mean, if I didn't... Maybe I would do that, actually. Would I even get caught? Probably wouldn't get caught. I mean, if he's a known, you could kill him and nobody would know.
Brew, I know of a pedophile ring that is being broken up. Oh, for real?
That's pretty
good. Oh, for real? Oh, shoot. Oh. Why were you,
You know, I trust cops to do one thing, and it's to look the other way. If they caught a guy, you know, dead because of a fentanyl overdose, I would hope that they would think, whatever. And not look into it.
My friend's kid was a victim and I ran into him. I not have such a... What happened?
Seriously, if I knew somebody that was selling fentanyl to a bunch of people, although almost killing them, because it was poorly cut or whatever, I'd probably dose them with it if I could. B&E and stick them with a needle or something. I probably would do that. I mean, I think that would be what I would do. Truly. Hell's Angels. That's crazy. Yo.
You knew someone who had child porn and you didn't kill him?
At least tell a friend that is violent so they could go kill him.
Roach does not get fried, they will kill him outside of jail. I know the person who they will break out again to do it. Well, that better happen.
I love that.
I didn't know him. I knew the ring being broken up. Okay.
Can you go to hell for that? For killing a pedophile? I don't think so.
Really?
I think so. Would probably... That
isn't,
would,
isn't that what they did in the Old Testament?
I think if you killed a pedophile, that would be like 25% of your years in purgatory, you just vanish. I sincerely suspect that would be the case. That would be like getting off early on good behavior, you'd be on bail or something. Sincerely, I suspect that would be the case, killing a pedophile. Yo.
Didn't they do that in the Old Testament for way later crimes? I can't. The rules can't change in that drastic of a way. Customs and rituals, yeah. Those can change. Morality? Because there's no... What's the other solution? Putting them in jail forever? Yeah, off of money that was stolen from people? I don't think so.
Yeah, that perspective, knowing
that... Or they don't go
so
to jail
freeing,
and they keep raping children.
Having the perspective is so freeing because you figure out so much of the stuff is meaningless. Yeah, he's gonna go to prison, yeah, to live off of, get food. Light him on fire. What the hell are you doing? That sounds like justice to me. Lighting pedophiles on fire.
The Old Testament, you died if you weren't. Yeah, I get treatment changing, but that wouldn't have happened if it were not justified. Even if it does sound crazy to us. That were like immoral.
You understand that puts
not possible. One of
the targets on it to make
you know, God made law. System.
That's crazy.
The reason that isn't the treatment for... The reason that the treatment is later now is because of Jesus' death. But, you know, we're fallen.
I'm not even willing to think about it. It's not a matter of thought. It's not a matter of feeling. It's not a matter even of myself. I feel it's so obvious, it's like completing a math equation. 11 times 11.
I mean, is there...
Pedophile nearby? Yeah, he's dead.
Start a whole videos, but save them or it can't be. Isn't that that's a matter for the afterlife?
Yeah.
I'm talking about here now. How do you prevent more children from getting raped? You know, pray for them, be forgiven. But you know, as a preventative measure.
I feel like it's a very first world delusion of safety and due process. Sophia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Protective custody, PC. Yeah. But even PC has bunkies, don't they?
I mean, are we forgetting that he said, anyone who hurts children, it's better that they have a millstone hung around their neck and be cast into the ocean?
Christ would try and save them, but I doubt he would let them around kitties. I don't know, I feel like Christ smiles when a bunch of guys get together to beat a child predator to death with a baseball bat.
Two people got killed in the New Testament for lying to God. Pedos need to die too, yeah. People were killed in the New Testament.
I'm not even willing to take anything else from my answer. I think Christ loves it when a bunch of guys get together with baseball bats to kill rapists. I feel like that's one of the greatest things of all time. I feel like that's work of
I mean,
art.
Yeah, the pun the pain they feel is gonna shave some time off.
Exactly.
Their sentence.
Exactly. You are redeeming them. Isn't that the greatest? Isn't that the greatest? They should be tortured. Torture is cool. Let me tell you something. Torture is entirely sensible and justifiable, and it's good for criminals like that to be tortured. Because that makes it more likely that their souls will be saved. Better to be punished here than afterwards.
Yeah. Torture them, tell them to ask God for forgiveness.
They should be having power drills taken to their teeth. They should be getting lit on fire and electrocuted and getting their, you know, legs eaten by maggots. All that stuff. Because that would make it more likely that they're not going to go to hell afterwards. It's crazy as that
makes
sound.
So does it act in mercy by acting so... I mean, what do you think prison's for?
Yeah.
Whatever you suffer here is worth a lot more than suffering in purgatory. Shaves off big time.
Natural born killer. Maybe I watched it when I was too young and it spooked me. Maybe I'll rewatch it. Oh no, I remember why I didn't like it. There was like a rape scene.
Oh, bro.
That's what you do crazy.
Wrap it up in 7 minutes?
Yeah. Seriously though, torture some, hey. Let's be clear here. It doesn't, like, being good doesn't mean being nice. About time getting wasted. People waste time all the time. Am I gonna be? That makes no sense. That's such a small detail. The time taken to torture them is time wasted. That, what do you think? Torturers are all PIs. What if you're wrong and they are not a pedo? Okay, that's a. But I'm talking straight case here. You got a footage.
Yeah.
Of them,
yeah,
making child porn.
Yeah. Talking. You know, you come across someone in the process of doing it.
If it's like, doubtful, then, you know, figure it out. But you got video? You got video? You got video of it? What are you gonna do? Call the cops? Oh, come on. What if you catch an innocent in your net? We're not talking about that.
I'm talking about that. We're talking about absolutely certain.
I'm saying in the case that you know for certain. Time torturing them is not time wasted at all, and it's not like you can't do. There's people playing League of Legends right now. What am I supposed to be losing my mind over it? Wasted time? No time is wasted when you torture a pedophile. Footage of him with multiple kids, clean and cut. If you got Roach. Oh my god. If I had him, like, tied down to a chair. Well, that's one of the funnest things ever. This is my version of women who plan their marriages when they're 8.
Yeah.
Of little girls planning their marriage. This is my version of. What if I had a child rapist? I will be the happiest person of all time. Oh my god, dude. I'd be like smashing their feet with a hammer. Would I do it? Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. That would make me so happy.
Oh,
Sophia's
really?
Got screenshots of me planning that. It's not good for the pedophile, it's good for hurting when they do things like that. Dude, I would wreck them so bad, you I would rip club? Him apart.
Oh gosh, imagine if that was the mafia.
Don't get me, don't start this in my mind, because oh, no, then I want to do it.
Yeah.
And the risk of me going to jail, I can't risk going to jail for this stuff.
Organized crime unit, except it's dedicated.
But if ever I become a widower, guess what?
You're a widower, your kids are already all grown up.
Don't get me hyped up for that stuff, man. Because I probably wouldn't be able to do it because I'm so far away, but I would send you guys money if you did it. Dude, I was like, man. I would be going so crazy on it, man.
Yeah.
I'd film myself doing it, and I'd be laughing my friggin' balls off.
Mm-hmm. Man, me, when I get that inheritance. His balls off. If it doesn't get taken away by taxes. What else are you supposed to do with a whole bunch of money?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Buy. You have a show right now about hunting Nazis because they're so bad. Oh, what about pedophiles? Nobody hunts pedophiles. Hunt pedophiles.
That would be a cool show.
Oh my god. We just came up with the best show of all time. Which is purely self-insert fantasy.
Yeah.
Fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my dream show.
It could be a show, video game, book, whatever. Whatever it was. Amazing.
I could like spend days thinking about this and I'd be so happy. Mm-hmm. All the way. Like ripping their nails out, ripping their teeth out.
Making it all sorts of cinematic.
When you think, oh man, that's way too crazy, just think about the fact that he molested a child. And then you get it all, get that energy right back in you.
Oh man, that's kind of harsh. I don't know, maybe. Oh wait, no, you raped a child, actually.
Oh, yeah, you raped a kid.
It's crazy.
That's how you break the first world illusion of safety and civilization. Civilization is not being nice and wearing suits. Civilization is making sure rapists get burned alive. That's civilization for me.
I want to write about killing frolicking about this stuff. Yeah, writing fanfic on Wattpad about killing pedos.
Dude. Boil them alive?
Mm-hmm. Friggin' crucify and piss. Them.
Too good, too easy. But supposed to gotta wrap up the stream. Hope no, this was filmed, so this is incriminating.
Yeah,
it's all just hyperbole, right? Yeah.
Just some dark humor.
Just some dark humor.
Dibs on.
I mean, doesn't that bring you satisfaction? Doesn't that make you happy? By the way, you're a psycho just like me now.
We're all psychos here.
Enjoy the rest of your day, fellas.
Yeah.